Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I love pranks.
Yeah.
I love pranks. I love being involved in pranks when it's on me, because whenever someone says, hey, let's do this, I always stuff it up because I get so excited and I can't keep a straight face and then people know what's up.
Hey, you've stitched me up at least once and got me.
I've done a few stitch ups in my day that have been quite funny.
Remember that time last year, just before the end of 2019 AFL season, you stitched up Cam Mooney and I pretending to do some like traditional Macedonian blessing for the Cats.
Yes.
And it was all a stitch up.
It was a stitch up. Man, that was a good time.
And Cam Mooney hasn't spoken to us since.
I know. Sorry. Sorry, Moons. Love you.
She's not sorry.
So I found this prank on TikTok. We need to make some type of intro to be like, we've stolen it from TikTok.
Yeah, but then we'd have to play that every break we do.
Look, it's a hard year. Just whatever.
No, TikTok's where it's at.
Damn straight. You got to get on it. This guy's name is Shane Nelson, right? And Shane loves a bit of a prank. And people have commented on his stuff. This is how pranks should be. Confuse and amuse, never abuse. And I love that.
Yeah.
Right? It should be fun.
Yeah.
And this is fun. This is a fun little prank. He breaks it down for us, and this is something you can definitely try when you have some time off.
Hey, everybody. So today I'm going to teach you a really fun and easy prank to pull on your friends. First things first, you're going to want to call them, put them on some speakerphone.
Hey, what's up, man? Hello?
Hey, buddy. It's Shane Nelson. I was just giving you a call. If you could give me a call back when you get this. I guess I got your voicemail here. Just call me back. All right, bye. And then when they call you back, you act like they got your voicemail. Hey, you've reached Shane Nelson. I can't come to the phone right now. If you leave your name and number, I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thanks.
Yo, Shane. Call me back. That was weird.
And then you just repeat the process. Here we go. Hey, buddy. It's Shane. I guess we're playing a little game of phone tag. Just give me a call back when you get this. All right.
Called me.
So good. Yeah.
Do it. Record it. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, send it through.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I'm so surprised that you haven't talked about this yet, because I knew that you would have caught it because a lady has gone on Kmart Live to show people how to wrap this Christmas.
I get alerts when Kmart goes live.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, why didn't Tom message me?
Must have been on the can.
You take your phone on the can.
I do.
So they've gone on there to show people the best way to wrap a gift if you can't get someone to wrap it for you.
Sure.
So that's my number one thing. Get someone else to wrap it.
Okay.
She says here, there's no right or wrong way, but this way is better than most.
Nah.
So that's the kind of gear I get from you too.
Look, it's not a bad idea.
No.
But here's a better one.
So her top tips include buying wrapping paper with a grid on the back. Pardon? I have never in my life seen wrapping paper with a grid on the back, and I'm sorry, but I'm not spending $8 a roll on wrapping paper.
Oh my God,
when you can get the thin wrapping paper garbage that is sold for $1.50 a roll. Sorry.
100%. No, I'm with you 100% there. There's lovely designs. You're paying $1.50 for it and it gets torn up and put in the bin anyway.
Exactly. So let's not go with our grid on the back wrapping paper.
Yeah, calm
whatever.
Down. Calm down.
She said here, use double-sided tape as well. Yeah. Once again, I struggle enough to find tape that actually sticks on one side. All right?
Yeah.
Two sides is asking for a lot.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
She said she strongly advises against taping the wrapping paper to the box and don't go hacking away at the paper to make it the right size. You want a clean cut, which is what the grids are meant to help you with.
Mm.
Grids, once again. No. What world are you living in?
Yeah.
So she said excess paper is bad. Paper should cover the top of the box but not go any further around. So you want the paper on the top before you bring over the next layer, but you don't want that to keep on going to make some bulk, you know?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me how to wrap.
Oh, well, I'm going to. So Double-sided tape is a game changer.
Ah.
She reckons here.
Nah, I'll be okay.
Also, she pulls the paper tight and folds the end to make sure nothing hangs over before sticking the paper together at the end of the parcel.
We all do that.
Once again, don't stick the paper to the box. She's mentioned that twice.
Mm.
She's very upset that people are sticking paper, sticky tape to box.
You know what's good for that?
Mm.
A grid. Paper with a grid on it.
No, that'll there will be no that. Paper with a grid. Also, gift tags should be threaded through a ribbon prior to tying, and don't tie your ribbon too hard because you want to be people. You want to tie it like a shoelace so people can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what's so funny about this?
What?
Is that when you're in retail, people think that you can wrap presents.
Yes, yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And when I worked at Gorman, we had this thing where, you know, around Christmas time, they're like, would you like that gift wrapped? Now, I used to just never ask people because it's a favour for them.
Yeah.
Because I cannot wrap.
They're not paying extra for it.
No, and have that's
you,
fine.
Have you been trained? Would
no.
There be,
it's just assumed
that you know, how,
that
to
you know how to wrap. I don't know how to wrap. I had my boss there one time.
Yeah, yeah.
That was watching me wrap and she had this look on her face and I snapped and I'm like, you need to go because your face, like you wrap it.
Yeah.
Because I was just had enough. Everyone knew I couldn't wrap.
Yeah.
And one time this poor lady, I felt so bad. She's like, can I have it wrapped? I'm like, look, I'm telling it to you straight. I'm not a good rapper. She's like, no, it's okay. I'm running out the door to give it to someone. No, I'm just telling you though, love, like I'm real bad.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time.
And she's like, no, that's okay. I gave it to her. And then when I gave it, the look on her face, she was like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, you're welcome. And I was like, I told you this.
Yeah, she asked for that. Amazing. I never thought about the poor
people.
But
had I had the double-sided tape, oh, amazing.
And the paper with the grid.
Right?
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
So there's a situation that's unfolding online. A woman from Sydney has written an angry note to tradies that are working on site at her place, and she's blasted them. Now, it's been shared to the Everything Sutherland Shire Facebook group.
Oh, my God, I love that page.
Is that Northern Beaches, Sydney's Northern Beaches, Sutherland? I think that's Northern Beaches.
I've got no idea. Is that the one they made the show about?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But certainly gives you an idea if you know Sydney, Northern Beaches. Yeah. So she's apparently royally flushed the unnamed tradie. Complaining about the fact that he's used the toilet. I'm just going to go straight in and read you the note.
Okay.
It says, dear tradesmen, the toilets in this house are not rightfully yours to use.
Ooh.
We are paying for an outdoor toilet for your use. Fair.
Okay.
Not only did you take the virginity of our toilets, but you disrespectfully ignored the seal sign, ripped the tape and continued to use it.
Oh.
This is the second time I am cleaning your from this toilet. This is a criminal act. Please don't do it again, Nadia.
Okay.
So Nadia makes some good points.
Nadia makes some great points. I think the whole, at the end, the criminal act thing, you could have struck that from the record, you know? Your Honour, he's taken a dump.
Yeah.
Well, 5 years.
Yes.
Max.
Yeah. So I guess I'm wondering who's in the right there because, I mean, is she being a little bit precious about the fact that the toilets are clearly plumbed? It's not like they're not plugged in, essentially, which, I mean, we've all been there at the block.
At IKEA.
I had to apologise. At IKEA. Yeah. Okay, so should tradies be using those toilets inside?
Okay, this is – we went into this story and I was thinking – everyone, if people are working at your house, they deserve to use the toilet.
Yes.
I would never stop anyone from using the toilet at my house. Whenever I have tradies over, I would always say, just let me know if you need a drink. Would you like a drink?
Glass of water, something like that.
Toilet's here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, right?
Mm.
But when you said that she had paid for an outdoor toilet, which is more than tradies get.
Traditionally tradies referred to as a portaloo.
Yeah, portaloo, right? Tradies get told, there's your work site. I have no idea how it all works out.
Mm.
Do they get told, this is where you go to the toilet? Like, you can't hold a wee all day.
I think if there's no portaloo, they dig a hole.
I don't know. But the portaloo thing changes it for me. If there was no portaloo, I would be really upset.
Yeah.
And then the added thing of them not of the toilet being sealed and everything used. Never been used,
and they're not using. I guess there's no Dunny brush because they're still building. They're still in construction.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Be a normal person. Wrap your hand up with toilet paper and just shove it down.
No.
No, I just
no.
Sake.
All right, let's do one of these.
Call me now. The K Rock phone poll.
You're gross. Who's in the wrong here?
It's
is
hard.
Is it the tradie for basically unsealing and then defiling the toilet?
The virginity of the toilet.
Or is this woman being too precious? Tim in Torquay, where do you sit on this, mate? Toilet?
Oh, good morning, guys. Happy fun Friday to you.
Yes, ditto.
20-odd years, I used to always say to the customer, do you know where the nearest public toilet is?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would sort of offer up, no, just use that one.
Oh.
That's okay.
Mm.
Then if the portaloo was still on site, you wouldn't believe sometimes if you get there early enough, the wind probably blew it over.
Oh, that's gross.
And then you have to go inside and use the toilet.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, there's nothing
because when
say.
You're saying gross,
yeah.
Portaloo, gross plus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for right. sure. If it's on its side, especially, because yeah. everything's, like, spilt out. Yeah, so there's nothing to say that the portaloo was, whether it's in action or not, whether it's usable or not here. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe Nadia doesn't realise. Yeah, that's a good tactic, though.
Well, Tim, what happens if you go in there and there's no toilet brush?
In a portaloo or in the house?
In the house.
Oh, well, yeah, then you're stuck. Might be the work socks, the hard work socks.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.